Blog Talk Radio.
Producer, NWP.
Remix.
Oh no, oh no, oh no. Girl, you're moving too fast, let's take it slow.
Calm down.
I see you getting real mad, just let it flow. You want attention, detention, just let it go. Just let it go and turn it over like a bad pass. 1,000 likes, cause you know I got a bad swag. Why you flipping, why you tripping, gotta ask that. Girl, you crossing the line, you like a hashtag.
1,000 likes, girl, got you tripping.
There is no pretending. Girl, you so sexy, your body, your walk, shockwaves you send me. I'm hoping you befriend me, so I can start descending. IG, your Twitter, your Facebook, really got my attention. Hello, Miss Brown Eyes. Hello, Miss Double D. Follow Ace Wayne and Lee Bays, and follow Percy T. What about your fantasy? I'm not in wizardry, but click your heels 3 times, we'll reach your destiny.
Walk like a champion, the body where she have the cause, heart transportation, intoxication, hallucination. Every picture that you hear, demand them sing. You leave them heartbroken, feeling like I'm chosen. Big time fish are posing, now you're open. Your beauty, pretty girl, is provoking. Man wishing and hoping, feeling and proposing. You're sexy and it's showing.
1,000 likes, girl, 1,000 likes.
What it is, this is your man live from home. It's your man DJ Bill. We up in the building, you know how we do it. We up played the jams. Shout to my man Pro DT on that one. He called that joint 1,000 likes. I like the video on the joint. It had an Instagram joint. Joint was kind of hot, feeling it. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to him. Poach coming up to New York after house. Definitely want him to stop by the station so we can put him on the TV show. But you know what it is. I need y'all to follow me at facebook.com/DJ Big Stu. Follow me on Twitter, Beef Stu 1. Follow me on Instagram, Beef Stu Radio, capital letters, you know what I'm saying, with the number left behind it. Make sure you check out that award-winning film directed by yours truly, the celebrated pioneer, history of hip-hop on Amazon right now. You know what I'm saying? Doing this thing right now. Make sure I do that. Also, check out the Roku channel, Beef Radio. But as promised, yes, as promised, we are in a building. Five lyricists, over the years for chilling it, being super fire from the West Coast. We got a building, Miss Tony O in the building. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Man, it's a privilege to have you here, man. I seen you one time on a freestyle. I think it was on World Star or something. You definitely were killing it. And I was trying to get you on the show back then, but I didn't have no contacts to you back then.
Well, look, you got me now.
That's what's up. Let the people know where you're calling from.
Right now, I'm in Los Angeles, California. So I'm out this way on the west side.
Right. You definitely, you have the West Coast females here. How does it feel, you know, the local females, how does it feel to be with that title right there?
I mean, it's cool. I mean, listen, I've been doing it a long time, and, you know, this is my first rodeo. I'm just blessed that I still love doing music. I still love hip-hop. You know, it gets tiring a little bit, but at the end of the day, it's my love that still keeps me going and doing what I do.
That's what's up. Now, who are some of the people who inspired you to do the thing that got right here?
You're talking about this new Christmas song, or you're just talking about in general?
General, some of the rappers before you that, you know, who you grew up watching, you know, that made you do your thing.
Oh, of course. Okay. All right. So me, I've always been like a Ice Cube, Scarface, Rakim, Wu-Tang. I mean, there's a lot. I've been influenced by so many. Rage. I love Foxy. There's a lot of different ones that I love. I mean, I respect so many of them, and I learned so much just studying the art form of it. So to me, it was one of those things where it's like, if I was going to do it, I wanted to do it right.
Did you come to the game like battling, or just came in? Because, you know, you could be a seriously battle rapper. You know, I never see no battles. I'm pretty sure you have some battles through your time.
You know what? It's so choppy that I'm hearing. I think I'm losing you.
I was asking, did you come to the game out of a lot of people when you first got in the game? I think we lost a second. We got the back. We're going to jump in the joint real quick. All right? We jump to one of her joints real quick. All right? We're going to jump to this joint. Feature bro. We're gonna get on to that. We might got a bad. Hello?
Here we are.
All right.
Yeah.
You hear
okay.
me better?
Much better? Oh my God.
All right.
Yeah, exactly. We're going in and out. We're good.
Right. Now I think I was actually like, dude, when you came into the game, did you have to battle a lot of people, a lot of females when you got in the game?
You said did I have to go through a lot of females?
Did you have to battle? Like, was you a battling,
oh.
Or was you just straight going to the studio?
Nah, I wasn't battling. I was never into battle rap or anything like that. I mean, I watched it, but I never really was. That really wasn't anything that I was doing. Most of the time that I was writing. I was writing and recording and just kind of mastering that. So just getting into songwriting and that was really how I got my jump at it. Actually, it was an ex-boyfriend who had someone at the house one day, and he had a studio, and I had never rapped a day before in my life. She came over, and she rapped on a song, and it was horrible. And I said, hey, I know you ain't going to keep her on there. And he got so mad, and he was like, well, you think we could do better than you do it? And so it didn't take much for me to – yeah, I did it. I mean, I could have burnt my ABCs, and it would have been better than what she did. So it was fun.
The reason I asked that, because, you know, you do have strong – and a strong demeanor, strong presence, like, you know, rappers that actually battle sometimes. So I just want to know who were some of your victims you had out there.
Nah, I haven't had any victims, but it's funny because my boy Sirius, you know, Sirius Jones, he always would tell me, he's like, Tony, you would destroy, you would kill, you would murder. But I never went that way. I never went that way.
Now, if a person was to look at, you know, Tony Monroe 7 years ago and see the Tony Monroe now, they're going to see the big transformation. Like, you could make a workout, I guess, if that was the case also, can you?
Sorry, say it one time. I
said you could probably make like a workout tape or something, because they look at the Tony Monroe that 7 years ago to the picture that's there now, they're going to say that's a different person. It almost looks like a different person.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I mean, yeah, I went through a transformation. I lost some weight. I mean, I feel like weight has been like my biggest battle has been that. It's like finding a healthy ground for myself. So I did lose some weight. You know, I got my stuff together. But listen, when I was big, ain't nobody was able to tell me nothing. You know, that didn't affect me. I was just like who I was, and I didn't look at it like any kind of way. I embraced it. I mean, even now, I'm still a big girl. I mean, listen, I'm not tiny, but I definitely lost some weight for sure, for sure.
I mean, you could see your confidence even then. You was a very, very confident, you know what I'm saying, beautiful and confident woman. You know what I'm saying? But I was just saying, just on, like, if you wanted, you probably could work out DVD. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It might be something. I don't know. Maybe you got one on the low. We don't know about, you know? Just trying to reach, you know?
Yeah. You never know, but no. Nothing right now. But maybe, you know, who knows? You never know. I mean, people hit me up all the time asking, like, how'd you do it? I'm like, girl, I'm still doing it. I don't know. I'm putting it together. You know, some weeks it works, some weeks it doesn't. Some weeks I fall all the way off. And now it's holiday season. So I'm like, you know what? I'm tired. I'm eating. So I guess it just depends. Thank you.
Now we're talking about cookies. Now, how we come from doing the hardcore thing, spitting fire, to now talk about that awesome cookies. Unless the people don't understand, you know, the song might have a little chat to it.
Well, all right. So, obviously, I dropped a mixtape called Big Girl Cookies prior. And I got asked to do a Christmas song. And in the midst of, you know, sending out music for sync purposes, I got asked to make a Christmas song. And they asked, hey, do you got a Christmas song? I'm like, nah, I've never done a Christmas song, but let me see if maybe someone's got one and I could just put some rap on it. And then once I did it, I was like, you know, it's such a cute Christmas song. Like, and I just said, you know what, I'm just going to throw it out and put it out. I mean, hey, it's Christmas. What else do you expect to rap about? So I figured, hey, why not throw it out there? It's a good little jam. It's, you know, it is what it is. It serves as a
nice beat to
Christmas
it
song.
I definitely like the beat, too. The beat that's fire. But okay. Do right now, we'll take you down memory lane. You did that joint, like, correct, right? What was the inspiration behind that joint?
Oh, man, we just had a good time. I just remember us wanting to do a song. We wanted it to be fun. I love a good groove. Like, I love grooves. I love live instrumentation, all that. So when I picked it, it was Nights Over Egypt. So we just kind of used that, and we just freaked it. And it's probably one of my favorite collabs I did on Big Girl Cookies.
All right, we're going to get into that joint right now. We got her in the building, Tony Monroe, Miss Tony Monroe in the building. Before we get into them cookies, take her down memory lane a little bit. This right now is her career. This is fire. Let's get into it, y'all.
Shit, it's 420. You know you got to light your blunts. Light your blunts.
We're going to have a real good.
See, this is one of them jams you just wanna chill out to. You know what I'm saying? You just wanna pull up your high socks to your knees and maybe put on some roller skates and just go out and have a good time. All my ladies, I want you to feel me on this one. You come to it like this, man. I want you to have your day. And ladies, I want you to keep having it your way. She is Tony McGraw. We got corrupt young guys. And we about to have a party, y'all. Come on.
Come on now.
Cause they saw big girls know how to take jaw.
Come here.
They grab a little nigga like corrupt, but the big girls like the I like big girls cause they big. The type of girl I like to eat them. They grab a little nigga like corrupt, but
come here.
Boy, love it when it's summertime. Pump the first batch for Seattle, this is number 9. Sit back and relax and just feel it. One more puck of your mind that turned village. Hold up, one time falling behind, I can't conceal it. I'm so dope, all of the hoods, we're gonna feel it. T-Dot corrupt and I know he gonna kill it. So I blast off to that place that forms lyrics. Daddy's so hot on the block, she'll call me feel it. Cookies taste so good, even Daddy's singing the realest. Yeah, now put them hands up, it's party time. Pam, follow back, hit my timeline. BB dub for my big girl. Nothing but love, kisses, hugs, up in this world.
And I know
that all I know is you, and I like it.
I like it.
coming in.
Do it to the end. Bounce, baby, smoking on a house. Hit 'em where it counts. Tony in the house.
Now, how I wanna do is have a party on the rooftop. Stomp to the ceiling, shake, make the roof drop. I got more for you,
more for you,
store for you,
store for you.
The bomb of champagne and the group for you, for your information. This is the place where all the homies do it.
Do it.
Ain't nothing to it.
Do what?
Step off in the party. Tony Monroe on the low and Gotti. Step off in the gig,
who?
The big homie chill in the mix again.
Yeah,
we at it again. And this is what I'm gonna tell you and your friends. Big girls know how to take charge.
Come here.
They grab a little nigga like Corrupt, but the big girls like the I like thick girls cause they big. The type of girl I like to eat her. They grab a little nigga like Corrupt,
but
I like big girls cause they law. Big girls know how to take charge.
Come here.
They grab a little nigga like Corrupt, but the big girls like the I like thick girls cause they big. The type of girl I like to eat her. They grab a little nigga like Corrupt, but
come here.
Excuse me. What up, Ant Banks? Tony Monroe.
Yes. You better miss Tony Monroe. And you know, you know, with love and hip hop and all that stuff, you probably open the door before love and hip hop for the real thick, sexy, confident women. You know, before that, rap always had like it had to be like the models things. You know, like real little women and all that. But now, you know, you put it in a game where what's out now. Do you feel you're trying to that?
I think, you know what. I think I'm confident in me, and I'm sure there's a lot of confident women that have tried. And, you know, I mean, there was big people in the game before. I mean, look at Missy Elliott. You know, she wasn't your typical size six coming in the game. So I do feel like, you know, Queen Latifah, she was a heavier set girl. She wasn't tiny.
Yes,
so there was heavier women in the industry that came in that were big and they were powerful. And so I don't think that I basically busted down the door.
I mean, really, for the new generation, like, they was out by one of them. Now, like, you came out, it seemed to be like a lot more women felt more comfortable. I don't know if you know that, but, you know, maybe you did. You know, it felt like a lot more women comfortable than Love Hip Hop came out. And it's like, it's not, it's the thing. It's where, it's because this guy likes to take women, even though society doesn't tell you that, you know, maybe. Something else, but you know, now I think like you, couple women like you, Missy Elliott, you're a pioneer that make it like, you know, I think you're a pioneer that maybe you don't feel like that, but I honestly think new generation lyrics that's coming out for like 2000 and on, I think, you know, maybe 2000, I'd say maybe 2009, 2010 and on,
yeah.
I think you're part of the movement.
Yeah. Well, probably
now, well, you being modest, you're judging yourself. I got you though. I followed you for a minute. I seen a couple of your joints. And, you know, I thought you, that's why you're digging up some joints. I got a couple of more joints I'm gonna play before we get to Chef Cookie joint. Like you got the joint, I'm gonna be okay. What was the inspiration behind that?
Man, I'm gonna be okay. We did that. That was probably one of my. Yeah, that was like my first video that I actually put out, and I had been rapping, since a long time before that. But I don't know. I think I really was just more or less like at a place in my life where I was around so much, and I just felt like, listen, no matter what, we always going to be all right. No matter what you're going through, it's going to be okay, and we're going to get through no matter what the circumstances are. And I just saw so many people around me that was just going through, whether if they lost their house, whether if they, you know, didn't have a car, whether if they couldn't get a job because they got out of prison, whether, you know, like, you know, people that I knew that were prostituting. Like, it just was one of those things where it was like, I just wanted to do a song that just felt like something that had substance and felt like I could say something that meant something, as opposed to put something out that was just of nothing, that meant nothing. And so that I was really conscious about, you know, doing that. So that was how I'm Gonna Be Okay came out. So,
we'll get into that. But then when we come, we're going to talk about some of your dishes on the low. You know, you're a celebrity. I'm not Jeff, I'm understanding, but you keep that on the low. But we're going to talk about that when we get back after this joint. We're going to play. This is another fire joint. We got in the building, Miss Toni Monroe in the building. I'm going to be okay. You know how we do it on East Street Radio. We only play that fire. Let's get into it.
How you doing? That's right, that's right. I ain't mad at you. Oh, you should come kick it with a big bitch then.
I grew up on the west side, south side, California, where it gets hot, just standing on a corner. Dizzy, savvy rays, these are my favorite days. Sun beaming down, touch the ground, feel the blaze. I can write a book, all the shit I've been through. I'd rather tell it to you over instrumentals. Yeah, flashback, take it back to when it's good. Young, innocent, dumb, rolling through the hood. Mama screaming out,
I can hardly take it.
And Papa's working hard to bring home the bacon. My sister was a slut, but she got good grades. I made a dropped out of school, but this bitch got paid. Mama screaming, I
should find a nice white Jewish boy.
They got a weight limit, I don't have a choice. I love it in the hood, how couldn't you win? It's good. I'm doing what I want, you only wish you could. For the magic, some will die legendary, some will die tragic. Before I see me dead gone, y'all have it. While reaching for the pinnacle, I did what the sinners do. Ate from a sinner's plate and drank from a sinner's brew. So complicated all the things that we get into. You see yourself in me, I see myself in you. I kicked you with the G's, but that ain't nothing new. And knew a couple thieves, but I bet you knew a few. And screaming father please, hope you could see the truth. Through all the smoking weed, caught up in this local booth. Yeah, this is a show, life, live it up. And every day like it's the one, no shit is rough. I know it's gonna be alright, focus, no giving up. Try to stay away from the hopeless, hold it, no fear in us.
A disease, I can't win, it's on ya. No ladies never rap like this for Southern California. So I promise to my death, I do my best, it's on my mama. Plus I was always told, it's always death before the signer. Before you up, they're about to take the rap before your honor. And I told them that I'll be back in the middle of the summer, where we often keep the guns at, where we keep the milk and butter. And shout out to the mother, sometimes only ones that love you. And the only one to call when you was caught up in your trouble. Help strengthen up the cause, I hunt this money on the double. We'll give my all when only weaken up, you're gaining hustle. I plot to change a lot. This game up like I'm Russell.
Timmons
can find me grinning, winning on every level.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dope joint. Now, I want to ask you this. Like, let's talk about the food. Like, tell us what's your favorite dish that you cook?
Ah, food, oh boy. I don't know. I make so much. I make everything. So it's hard. It's super hard. I make so much. I don't have a favorite. I really don't. I really just enjoy cooking for people. That's it. That's always been my thing. I like to make something out of nothing. I know growing up,
what
my mom.
Have to cook the most? Like what people always do?
I don't know. I get Mexican. I get Mexican a lot. I get Italian a lot. I mean, it really just depends who I'm cooking for. So And, you know, my mom, she never cooked. Like, she burned water. Like, she just was, it was horrible. So I remember just, like, I'd always have to figure out what I was going to feed me and my sister in the house and put together something. So I used to hate going out to eat because that's all we used to do was just eat out. And so even to this day, like, I'm not a bit, like, I'll go out, but I get really disappointed if I'm spending money and it's not good. I'm like, I get so upset. I'd rather cook.
So being a chef, you find yourself judging other restaurants' food.
What'd you say?
Being a chef, do you find yourself while judging other restaurants' food?
Oh, all the time, all day. I sure do.
So you feel?
I sure do.
You feel enough to compete with your?
Oh yeah, I can. I'm that nice with it. I didn't get that big for nothing.
Now, did you experience with, like, the CBD oil, marijuana? Do you experience some of that? Do you influence infused foods? Have you ever tried that?
I'm sorry. You have such a connection. You said, say it one more time.
You know, the new thing that people are looking for with CBD oil and medical marijuana, have you ever up some food like that?
Nah. Nope.
Not on your menu.
Nope. Not on mine.
All right. So we got the joint with the West Coast. We did it with my man. What was the inspiration behind that?
On which one?
You did the joint with, I think it's called West Coast Down.
Oh, yeah. Dub C. Yeah, that was just a straight, all in, all bars, no hook, let's go, foot to the pedal, bars. That's all that was.
How'd that come about?
It was just gassing. I was just going, like, all right, let's do it. Put the beat on. I don't want to do nothing but just go. And we just went for it. Like, I decided, like, we're going to put together this mixtape. We're going to get one off where we're just going. There's not going to be a hook. We're just going to go straight through, and that's what we did. We went straight through.
That joint is definitely fire. It is definitely, you know, a nice West Coast joint, you know what I mean? They give you that West Coast feel. We're going to get into the joint right now. Once again, this is Tony Monroe from Dub C. It's called West Coast Down. We're doing it live, Harlem. Let's go.
Tony Monroe, DJ Crazy Tune. South Central Los Angeles, all the way to the Valley, Southern California.
Oh, heard there's a problem with the West Coast. What the thugs, what the guns, all the killing folks. What the drugs, what the bud, this authentic smoke. Crazy tunes on the clock with T. Diamond Row. Oh, I pull up on them on the spot, but they the kind of car to clock, cause we the ones that make it nice. I pop me CD in and bang it if it's hot. Eject and throw it out the window like it's painted if it's not. Yeah. Monroe, my flow is so cold that iceberg slim should leave his hoes on my stroll. I got the game Larry Bird, this fofo. He's telling me to leave these college kids and go pro. Oh, laid back like a Maybach in a pack with the committee because we make racks in the city track. Kids, yeah, we all rap to keep it real but still fuck the law because here we are strapped. Yeah. Tatted down till they chuck tillers and ball caps. Tell you where they from but they ball players. Jim Jones type of ball and here we all haters. Puffin' Kush from cigars, tastes like now and latest. Blow a kiss to Jada, not the one that rap, but the one that's married to that motherfucker making all that paper. Just talking, switch you off like a crossfader. Push, kick Tony Hawk to a young skater. I freeze the cold as y'all fall down and freeze up. I hate a snitch like the law doesn't see us. Big mama, heavyweight, bet pound for pound that no bitch can stand in my way like it can't go down. Strike like I'm lightning, Ike and Mike Tyson. Swerving, side swiping, knifing like hyphens. Fighting for the right to bear arms to fight them. Mothers try to teach their daughter pick the right man. Your shit sporadic like a hype man. I'm like a Harley Hogg leaning on that mic stand. Got big greasy brothers looking at me like damn. These little chickens can't do what I do what I can. Give you an autograph photo leaving you by fan. Feel like I'm Rodan standing over Chopin. Squinted eyes, I'm feeling higher than the postman. In intended ride just gliding up the coastland. Yeah, 15 diamond roll the dopest female that hit this block since Pac and Ho. 50 and Ja with foes smoking them optimals. I can unlock the code, sit and concoct the flows. Aliens rock and roll, ready to lock and load. The Chevy is dropped and low. The aliens diamond roll the infamous on the clock. You Kirk and I'm Dr. Spock. You call us, we rock the spot together like cops and rocks chasing us up these blocks. You could get the Sandman rookie in the trash can. Cookies come around here playing grouch. Many soldiers sitting around a house, sleeping, lay around the couch, peer street out, playing pussy. Got bitches in and out the house, listening, they run their mouth, and you really wanna push me. I take that info, then sort it out, then catch you yawning in the morning, one in your mouth. I pull this trigger, there's more than bullets that's coming out. Why keep it clean while they're playing all this dirty south? Dirty grill, buy a new one, throw the old one out. 30 mil, stewing by a car before a house. Who you call, fourth down, will you need a route? Hands down, beaming roll, win without a doubt. It's mandatory that I leave these rappers worried. Oh, I wrap them up and leave these rappers buried. A cemetery is full of people, never listen to the seminary. So many isn't ready, still looking for this Betty. Sitting watching the telly, Tyler Perry, Halle Berry, like looking for a fairy, or try to find a Yeti. While riding up the 405, I can see the Getty. Ain't nothing y'all can tell me, except you wanna help me. Supernova, y'all don't know us, we about to blow. White Phantom, call a cat, over like the ghost.
So what you need to do, rapper, pick up your iPad, pick up your pen and pad, write some lyrics, homie, especially you bitches.
Killed that one on some real. We went hard on that.
Yep, thank you. What
if you give you know, girls out there that's trying to get you know get to your level that's you know and what some of the challenges that you know some females face as an independent artist that you had your power to change.
Well, I think. To be honest with you, in all honesty, I think anybody should continue to do what they love. And I think for me, coming in and learning the game and having something to prove was really the one thing that I had that chip on my shoulder. I had that thing of proving that I was dope, proving I can hang with the big boys, proving I could rock a stage and I could go. And that was my thing. It was like I had something to prove, but I'm just in a different space now. I'm in a space where, hey, I believe good songs are good songs, music is music, and we're not at that lyrical point that we once were at. I don't know if we'll ever be there again. And though I appreciate everybody going for it, I still believe that right now we're in a place, especially in hip-hop, where it's very much, it's not the same. Music has totally changed. And, it took me a minute to kind of get out of that funk of realizing, like, okay, the quality of music is not the quality of music that I grew up on. But, this generation is a little bit different. However, my advice is that, you know, if you want to be in it, hey, there's a lot that comes with it. And, especially being a female in this game, it's tough. It's not easy, that's for sure.
So then it comes to my next question, like, what's the secret to staying relevant? What's the secret to having worked with so on the stage, so many people like Lil Kim, DJ Quick, E-40, and then the press, like even TMV, E-45, and just, you know, being relevant, like what's the secret that you have or would you like to share with anybody out there?
I don't think it was a secret. I think it's more or less just I'm confident. I'm confident with mine. And, it's like when I walk in a room, I don't know how to turn my light off. I don't know how to turn it down. I just know how to be me. And so I tend to attract, I walk in a room and I'm confident. That's how I feel with my music, regardless if I do a song that I'm spitting bars or regardless if I'm going to try to sing on a track. I'm going to be confident no matter what I do if I'm going to do it. So I think when you're confident and you believe in yourself, it shows.
So now we got the new single. You told me what came about, you know, you already spoke about that. What's, you know, like what's, just right now, I just want you to tell anybody out there, anything we can touch upon and anything we should expect in the next near future, in the next 2 years. From you Because some people got movies, some people got moving lines, anything like that should be looking forward to see from you.
Yeah, well, I definitely got a project ready to go. I'm going to be dropping a single February. Right now I'm just getting this Christmas song out, and definitely going a different route. It's musical, it's live, it's fun, and it's feel good. And that's where I went.
Okay. Now, if people want to keep with you or follow them, shows, anything coming up, how can they stay in touch with you?
You can check out my Instagram. I'm at sheisdot. And my Twitter is Tony Monroe, Facebook Tony Monroe. But my Instagram is sheisdot. C-O-T.
Well, we want to thank you for coming on the show. I want to definitely let you know you got a home beach through radio. And when you drop the project or any project, please get at us. And we love to bring you back and talk about it and kick it with you. No?
Let's do it. Thank you for having me. God bless.
So we're going to get into this fire joint right now. Christmas holiday. Get everybody in the right spirit of the game. All right? This is Tony Rowe. This is Cookies. And the radio. How we do it. Let's get it.
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho.
Never been one for the ladies,
uh-uh.
Or the tales or the fables,
uh-huh.
But I've been a good girl, real nice. When you check your lips, you better check
and
it twice.
Don't
come on.
Tonight, under the Christmas lights, don't leave me waiting for time. Got all these big girls looking for you.
Cause I've been a good girl all night,
you.
And Big Mama gonna feed you right,
you.
And gotta worry if I'm not at night.
All these big girls looking for you.
Play Rob to the west side. Take me all around the world, show me your life. Got girls and boys waiting all night for you to fill up, they stock about a five side. That's why I want you here right next to me. Kissing under mistletoe by the Christmas tree. Turn the music up loud, don't miss a beat. Come on, Santa, won't you dance with me? Let's go.
Swing up to the left.
All the way to the left now.
Swing up to the right.
All the way to the right now. Hang them up, hang them up. Come on, Santa, we gon' do it like this.
Yeah.
Feels so good.
Got all these big girls
just for you. Cause I've been a good girl all night.
You.
And Big Mama gon' feed you right.
You.
And gotta worry if I'm out of your night.
Got all these big girls looking for you.
Jack Frost ain't got nothing on you. Cause you do it so cold when you do what you do. Some think they don't believe, but I know the truth. Just leave them a gift that will give them a clue. And show them dancers, show them blitzing. And tell Common and Vixen that I'm cooking up in the kitchen. Santa baby, let me give you what you're missing. Hey.
Swing up to the left.
All the way to the left now.
Swing up to the right.
All the way to the
come
right
on,
now.
Pick up on the line.
Hang it up, hang it up.
Play right. Come on. Under the Christmas lights. Don't leave me waiting for time.
Don't leave me waiting.
Got all these big girls.
I got
them.
Cause I've been a good girl all night.
You.
And Big Mama gonna feed you right.
You.
And gotta worry if I'm not in your night.
All these big girls.
All the way to the left now.
To the right.
All the way to the right now. Hang it up, hang it up.
Right.
Come on, Santa.
To the left.
All the way to the left now.
To the right.
All the way to the right now.
The
hang them up, hang them up. I've been a good girl all night,
you.
And Big Mama gon' feed you right,
you.
And gotta worry if I'm not at your night.
All these big girls, and it's a girl tonight. Under the Christmas lights, only me waiting to die. Got all these big girls coming to you.
Cause I've been a good girl all night,
you.
And Big Mama gon' feed you right,
you.
And gotta worry if I'm not at your night.
All these big girls coming to you.
What, prancer, dancer? Alden. I don't know all the names of the reindeers, do you? Prancer, Dancer, Cancer, no, not Dancer, Vixen, Blitzen. I know I've been a good girl. Hopefully I get everything on my list.
Things that we've been through, I thought it was just me and
here we
you
go. Come on.
your phone, like you're never alone. Maybe something to hide. I knew it was not right.
You must be used to me spending, hanging with your girls. Please stop lying.
You were, baby. Was it a lie to me?
You must be.